You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Well, welcome back, everyone, from me, Dave Carson, in the UK, and to Rennie in the USA. And just before the break, we've been talking about managing the program itself. And what I'd like to do in the last segment here, Rennie, is just to consider some of the issues that are involved in managing the program and set that alongside how technology can help the program manager. How does that sound, Rennie?
Sounds great. I think it'll give the audience a chance to understand how they can blend those two things together. Excellent. So why don't we begin with the first thing the manager has to do is design the process.
That's right.
You know? And design really consists in looking at your purpose, determining the model of mentoring you're going to use, which is going to be, you know, group, individual, self-managed, self-directed, whatever. And then looking at the criteria, and then the matching process, and making sure that all the people involved are involved in ways that don't contradict or violate basic mentoring principles.
Yeah, and I should say that we facilitate all of that, Rennie.
Yes, absolutely.
And we come up with the production of the program handbook, which is a vital ingredient for the mentoring program and the mentoring pairs.
Right. And then once that's done, then if you use the technology, that, you know, we have something called a program descriptor that gets generated from this, and you create that on the technology. We have a system called Ment Pro, and you would put the profile form in there, and then people are able to go in and be able to go and fill out their forms, which helps in the recruiting process, because that's the other piece of what the program manager needs to handle or manage is the recruiting process. Dave, you want to talk a little bit about what's involved in that?
Well, certainly, Rennie. And of course, in a lot of programs, there may well be an audience there already to populate, say, the mentorees, for example.
Right.
I've just been recently involved in a major bank in London where they have a graduate program. So that audience is already there.
Yep.
And they don't need any recruiting. But who are going to be the mentors for these people? Mm. And so using the program descriptor, we can send that out via the program manager to a particular audience, along with some of our documentation, and attracting people to the program. Now, that information will come back. I should say, along with that goes a profile form.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I've got a frog in my throat here. But mentors will complete a profile form, and mentorees will complete a profile form, and that documentation will come back in and will be used in the matching process.
Now, there's one other piece, too, which will be the interview process.
I was just going to say that, Rennie. Some organizations will obviously want an interview process as well, because interviews face-to-face can tell you a lot more.
Yeah.
And, again, the documentation that we use integrates lovely with the profile forms.
Yeah.
So if we can imagine the situation now, Rennie, we've got a pile of profile forms, interview information from the mentors, profile forms and interview information from the mentorees. Now comes the task of matching. How do we fit the mentors with the mentorees?
Exactly, and that's really a very important part that the program manager plays. Usually that's done with a small team, because we recommend that approach as a way of getting objectivity. But, you know, and this is where technology really has a value, because here you've got all these pieces of paper. And, you know, the old way, when I first started out in this business 18 years ago, and for you as well, Dave, when you started off, is we would do it the old-fashioned way. You sift through all these papers and try to figure out, you know, how we match people. Having technology allows you to take that data and make it available to you on a on-demand basis, and also the computer will generate some ideas in terms of who should be matched with whom. And so as a result of that, it makes the matching process so much easier and so much faster.
And I think that's one of the most wonderful aspects of the technology, Rennie.
Yeah.
But I do want to say this regarding the technology, that the technology has been put together with mentoring expertise, and I think that's really important. Because when people say, well, why is the computer matched that way, we're able to tell them.
Right.
Because it's the same process we would use in a manual process. And as you mentioned, Rennie, we have a high success rate in the matching process.
And I think that's really a key point. And I think if the audience member is looking for comparing systems on it, there are some other systems. It's understanding that we created from a mentoring historical perspective, not from a numbers perspective, not from the sense of coaching perspective. It's from a mentoring perspective, so it's very unique from that particular viewpoint. And once the magic is done, then the point that John was bringing up earlier today, which is following up with the pairs, that's where, again, technology could be highly successful and highly helpful, because you can email people and ask them to go to the system. Again, we have MedPro, to go in there and to fill out some key questions about how the relationship is going, which then means the program manager can go in there, and rather than having to make phone calls to everybody and leave voicemail, they can get a sense of what's going on and follow up only with those pairs that they perceive there are some issues with, have some challenges, like they're not meeting as often, or mentors bring up a comment that is of concern. They can immediately pick up the phone, get the phone, all that information right in front of them, call the phone, and hopefully reach that person rather than playing a lot of phone tag to even get the information to just follow up with.
And the other information, Renny, that is really important is regarding the diary.
Yes.
Putting in all these meetings, training programs, etc., into the diary. And John spoke about this. So up front, using the technology, you can use the notification section to put into the system all the information that people will need to know what's coming ahead in the program. So when's the training going to take place? When's the first quarterly meeting? All that can be done and sent out to people automatically. And
absolutely,
that takes away a big headache for
absolutely
the program manager.
Absolutely. And then after that, then near the end, program managers are responsible for evaluating a program. That's one of the
yes
things they manage. And one of the things, again, you could do it the old-fashioned way, send out a survey, compile it. John indicated that. He said it took a while to do that. The technology is there that you have those questions online. They go in. And the beauty of at least our system, MedPro, is that you can go to any form at any point in time and just click on statistics, and you'll get all the statistics for all the questions that are being answered by those people at that time. So if you say to somebody, you know, on Monday I want you to go in and fill out the form, by the end of that day or any point during that day, whenever anybody's filled out the form, you can go in and check the stats, and you'll be able to see the results right then and there. So it gives you instantaneous results as opposed to having to spend hours compiling the data. And I don't know about you, Dave, but I've compiled data for companies, and it can take me 2 or 3 days.
Oh, yeah,
at 8 hours
to
compile the data to give people a report. This saves all that time. So, again, the program manager's role is critical, and they should spend more time supporting the relationships as opposed to doing the administrative work. And this is how technology can be helpful in the mentoring process. It can help the program manager facilitate success of the program.
The other thing it does, Renny, is it keeps informed senior managers, because a senior manager may well say to people, well, you've got a program, a mentoring program, what are people getting involved in?
Exactly.
And as you know, we can go to the stats and people can see exactly what people are getting involved in,
mm-hmm,
what the mentors are interested in mentoring in, and what the mentorees are particularly interested in as well. And
exactly.
I don't know about you, Renny, but when I demonstrate this product, that is a really powerful tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see what people are getting involved in the mentoring program.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're getting into the results, so to speak. So I think what we try to do, at least in our session today, is we try to talk about, you know, the role of the program manager in managing a professional program, the specific kind of skill set they ought to have, some of the challenges they should have. We've talked about the roles they play, and we've also talked about how technology can assist them in that role. And so hopefully this has been helpful to those of you who are managing mentoring programs. We have to end for today's session. We look forward to seeing you next week. So for Dave and I, we wish you all a good day. Thank you for watching Mentoring Matters.
Thank you for joining Renny Petrin and Dave Carson of Mentoring Matters, mentoring in today's business world. If you'd like to learn more about mentoring, visit management-mentors.com. And be sure to tune in every Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Business Channel. See you next week.